On October 20th, members of Renaissance Lac Brome and volunteers came together to take part in a tree planting initiative here in Brome Lake. It's one of the many initiatives that the group has spearheaded over the years to ensure the water quality of Brome Lake. In other great news, Renaissance Lac Brome is rebranding, and Dawn Joyce, member of the board for Renaissance Lac Brome, is here to give us all the details. Hello all, you are tuning into CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Thank you so much, Dawn, for being here with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Taylor. We like being here.
So a couple of weeks ago, Renaissance Lac Brome did this tree planting initiative. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that experience and how many trees were planted and where this took place exactly?
Sure. We planted 36 trees along the banks of the Quilliam Stream. For people that know this stream, it's in the section that's upstream from the bicycle paths, but below the bridge at Mr. Wichard's farm.
Okay. Do you know what type of trees you planted? Were there any in particular?
Well, our biologist, Anais, that I know, chose the spots and the trees. And it was in areas where the stream was susceptible to gain speed and cause erosion. And we planted 36 trees, and they were a mix of silver maples and red maples. And then in front of those, between the maples and the stream, we also had some black spruce and tamarack. So it was a good mix, and what we will hope will do the best to prevent erosion of the stream.
Now, who was involved in this initiative exactly? I know there were some members of Renaissance Lac Brome, but did you have anyone from the community come out and help you as well?
Yes, we called out to some of our members to see if they wanted to join, and we ended up with three board members and five members of the community helping, including Mr. Witcher, the farmer who owns the property, and better than that, a friend of his who had a backhoe.
Oh, that was probably extremely helpful.
It was. There's no way we would have gotten all of them planted in a morning without the backhoe.
Now, was this initiative financially supported? Were there any collaborations to make this possible?
Yes, we luckily enough, through OBV Yamaska, which is the people that take care of the Yamaska watershed, provided $3,000 in trees for us, which allowed us to purchase the 36 trees. So for us, it was a great initiative because it let us stabilize the banks, but also the trees do a great job in offsetting carbon. And one of the quotes that NAS found was that based on the 36 trees, we could probably offset about close to 5 tons of carbon, which is the equivalent of an SUV traveling over 15,000 kilometers. So we were very pleased that it managed to help with the erosion and also with the carbon offset. So it was a great day to be out planting trees.
So helping the water quality, but also helping the environment as well. Now, on another note, Renaissance Lac Brome has also started to rebrand or is in the process of rebranding. Can you speak to us a little bit about that as well?
Sure. So when Renaissance Lac Brome was founded over 20 years ago, the lake was in a lot worse shape than it is now. And so the whole idea of Renaissance and rebirth was chosen. Unfortunately, now that those ideas have kind of been lost in the fog of the past, and some people think that Renaissance Lac Brome takes care of used clothing and goods like that. So we wanted to make sure that our mission was clear, and anybody that saw anything that came out from the organization gave a clear idea of what we were trying to do. And so after a lot of deliberation and then checking with friends and what people thought would be good, we're going to be rebranding as Conservation, Conservation Lac Brome.
Okay. Now, you touched on it a little bit, but why go in that direction and what sort of changes will the rebranding bring to Renaissance Lac Brome, bring to the organization?
It shouldn't change our base mission, which is to take care of the lake, but it'll hopefully make it easier for people to understand that this is a conservation organization. It'll be easier for us to get our message out to the community and make sure that people understand that, you know, we really do want to see the lake conserved for next summer and for, you know, the summers to come.
Great. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Dawn, either about the tree planting initiative or about Renaissance Locks, your rebranding that you think would be important for people to be aware of?
Well, the rebranding is gonna roll out. We don't want to upset the apple cart, so you'll start to see a new logo, which is quite distinctive. It's a C for conservation, and inside the C are the mountains that we know and the lake. So it should be very very easy for people to see themselves in the logo and the organization. So nothing drastic is going to happen. It'll be a gradual rollout, and hopefully it will be well accepted by the community, and people who see Conservation Lac Brome will understand what our mission is and want to help us.
Awesome. And I forgot to ask you this at the beginning, but do you plan on doing this tree planting initiative again at some point in time, or any other initiatives that you'd like to mention?
As winter is coming on, our projects are coming down. So the next few months will be our reports on how the lake did this summer. So you'll see that. We're still going to continue with our info letters and how people can take care of the lake through the winter and what happens to the lake in the winter. But most of our work in the next month or two is going to be planning for 2023 and making sure that the projects that we've implemented in 2022 are bringing the returns that we thought. So we're right in that period of wrapping up 2022 and getting ready for 2023. And, if any listeners out there have any comments or suggestions or things that they'd like to, please go on to our website, which is still Renaissance Lac Brome for the moment, and please contact us. It'd be great to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Don, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.